Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and you're listening to another in the series of pre-system teleseminars. This is where we interview faculty members for System 2008. These calls have two purposes. One, to introduce you to our faculty so you know who they are, where they come from, what their qualifications are, and two, to give you information and material and ideas that you can use immediately. These calls are to promote System 2008, which will be held in Chicago May 30th, and June 1st. For more information, go to thesystemseminar.com. Our guest today is Timothy Seward of ROI Revolution. Timothy, welcome.
Hey, thank you very much, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Timothy's got an amazing story, and he's been helping us create a pretty tight relationship with Google. We're going to talk a little about that on the call. But first, I want to talk about Timothy's background, which is really interesting. He comes from the world of brick and mortar, and you had a company that involves wholesaling and distribution?
Yeah, wholesale and distributing auto and truck accessory parts.
So when that thing was humming, how many employees did you have? How many trucks? How many square feet? Locations? Any numbers you can give us just to give people a sense of the scope of what you had built and were running?
Sure. I had two warehouses, one in Orlando, Florida, one near Detroit, Michigan. We had, I think, 28,000 square feet in our Michigan warehouse and I think 10,000 square feet in our Orlando warehouse. 55 employees, many trucks on the road. I don't actually remember the numbers, but we distributed essentially auto and truck accessory parts to retail stores throughout the United States and Canada.
And in the process of building this business and running it, you developed a fascination for technology, and one of your secret weapons for making this particular business operate so well was technology. You went back to school, got a degree in computer science, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I actually got a great buyout on the company. We were, because we were using data, we were essentially data mining, figuring out which customers were buying what products, and then sending offers to them based on what their purchase history was. My partner and I had online, real-time information on a P&L on a daily basis. We had our gross profit, our sales, our revenue, our costs all available to us each morning. And this was in the mid-1990s. We were doing email in the in the early 1990s, actually, in our own internal system with it was actually a Novell. We were using a Novell network. I mean, that's kind of a dating term. But anyway, because of all this technology, at 25 network computers with operators taking orders with headsets and entering them in real time in computers, we were able to be twice as profitable as the national average in our business. I got a great buyout offer from my partner in the late 1990s, decided to take it, go back to school, get a degree in computer science, graduated in early 2002, late 2001, and then started our company to help people with first websites, and then later we kind of subspecialized into helping people with analytics.
Great. And one of the things that you discovered pretty quickly was the potential and the power of analyzing internet data, just the way you analyze the data in your bricks and mortar wholesaling distribution business. Now, you developed kind of a unique relationship with Google fairly early on. Can you tell us a little bit about how that evolved and what it entails? And I understand that it's actually gotten even deeper just recently.
Yes, sir. So in early 2004, one of my programmers discovered a package called Urchin Software. We were previously using Web Trends to analyze our clients' data on their websites, and so we saw this. He saw this package called Urchin, downloaded a free trial, thought it was the greatest thing. It was much faster and more scalable than the previous package we were using. And then in late 2004, Urchin software introduced a software as a service, so you didn't have to run this on your server with log files and be like an engineer to use this analytics. You could just tag your pages with this JavaScript code, and you'd be able to just, you know, access your reports online anywhere in the world. So Google, it caught Google's eye, and in early 2005, Google actually ended up buying the company, Urchin Software, and then we got invited to be one of only seven partners in the world that in that charter class on Urchin Consulting. And then like 2-3 months later, they Google rebranded Urchin 6 on Demand to reduce the price from $2,400 a year to free, and rebranded it Google Analytics, and that was in November of 2005.
And so you Google actually gave you and a select handful of other people a sneak preview of the program before they ever even launched it.
Definitely. I remember in early November they asked us to go to their Times Square office in New York City headquarters. There's a special thing that they wanted to talk with us about, but they couldn't tell us what it was about. And so we showed up on November 9th or 10th, somewhere in that range, and they said in 5 days we're going to announce that this is going to be free to the world. They made all their great projections and as far as how many people would adopt this, and they were totally blown away. In the first week, they had more people that signed up for their free instance of Google Analytics than they had the server space available to supply. Went to a system where you had to kind of ask for it and then wait for it, and that lasted for about 8 months until they really got caught up. But it's been incredible. It's been very, very widely adopted, and Google Analytics is now the number one, easily the number one analytics package on the planet, and it's just as robust and just as useful as, and in fact even more so than when we used to sell it for $2,400 a year.
Amazing. Two things are amazing here is, one, that the demand for this program was so high that Google servers couldn't keep up. I mean, what does it take to tax Google servers? I can't even imagine the demand for it. And two, the price cut, I mean, wow, from $2,400 and change a year to free, that's just amazing. Now, for a lot of people, Google Analytics may be a new term or a new idea. You're going to be at System 2008. You're going to be teaching a session on Google Analytics. Can you tell us, as a preview, you know, what is Google Analytics? Why is it important? What can you get from learning it and using it? And what can people expect to learn from you at System 2008?
Sure, absolutely. So to give a bird's eye view of it, Google Analytics, as I mentioned, it's free. It's a website tracking system that will help you to track any of your online marketing efforts. It will actually even help you to track your offline marketing efforts, like the postcard campaigns that you may be doing, or even like a radio or a TV ad. Anything that drives, either online or offline, that drives traffic to your website. And it helps you to measure the traffic that comes to your website and that traffic that converts. So essentially helping you to track your marketing, and the marketing, the key is the marketing that drives website conversions. And what this allows you to do is determine exactly what marketing campaigns are making you money, which campaigns are costing you money, so you know where to spend more of your money and where to spend less, which I gotta believe is really at the nut core, the bottom line of direct marketing. As it's not, in my opinion, it's not so much what kind of marketing you're doing, although that's extremely important, but it's the whole discipline of measuring what marketing makes you money, what marketing costs you money, so you can stop spending your money in ways where it's not working and spend more where it is working.
Gotcha.
And of course, this is what enables it on your website.
And let's walk people through how involved is using Google Analytics. So let's say I have a really simple web site. I have maybe an opt-in and then a sales letter and an order page, three-page website. I'm getting traffic from various sources. Maybe I'm buying some Google AdWords. Maybe I've got some SEO search engine rankings going. Maybe I have some JVs. Just walk me through the mechanics of what I do to just get this thing set up. How involved is it? How complicated is it? Do I need a degree in computer science to make it work?
No. Okay. So yeah, great questions. So it does really depend on the architecture of the website, and you've pre-qualified the questions. So you've got a straightforward, simple website, and tell me on your website that this, for the example purposes, are you selling products or are you gathering leads?
Let's say I'm an information marketer. Let's make a really simple example, and my lead product is an ebook, and I'm using a what's called a squeeze page. In other words, people come to the page, and I'm primarily trying to get them to subscribe or ask for something and thereby give me their email address. So that's my first goal. And then my second goal is once they've given me their email address, I maybe give them access to a site that is designed to get them to purchase the ebook. And then, of course, there'll be people that won't buy it the first time, but I'll have their email address and I can mail them again and again, and some of those people will buy as a result of future emails. So, you know, that kind of a simple structure. You know, we're going to really pare it down, you know, one product and a two-step sales process.
Sure, sure. Well, let's just say that for folks who are used to making changes on their website with HTML, or they work with a webmaster who is competent to make the changes to their website, setting up Google Analytics in the scenario that you've just described with a opt-in page and with an ebook that you're selling, it's pretty straightforward. Essentially, at the big level, the big picture, you'll need to be able to put some JavaScript code that Google will give you right when you sign up for your free account, either through the AdWords interface or just by going to google.com/analytics, sign up for your free account, you'll get some JavaScript code, and if you can get those four or five or six lines of JavaScript code placed on your pages, then that's really what we consider to be phase one. Your account at that point is not customized, it's just that you'll have the tracking on your website pages. You'll be able to see what keywords are delivering traffic to you from an SEO standpoint, from a search engine optimization standpoint, and so that's really step one, or phase one rather. We say your account is organized in that direction. If you want to measure the opt-ins and then have at least one purchase goal set up, then there's a little additional customization that you need to do as far as setting up a goal and then getting the purchase goal set up as well. We actually have at the system seminar, we'll actually be outlining how to do that, and that'll be included in my talk on basically step by step how to do it.
Great. Now, will I be able to track things like, I want to know the source of my traffic for the landing page. Where are the people coming from? That's something that I'd be able to track readily with Google Analytics. So I'd know, hey, this came from that keyword, this came from this search ranking, this came from this JV partner.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and many people use that information on what keywords, and this is kind of what separates a lot of people ask, well, what's the difference between Google Analytics and the Google Conversion Tracker that you get in AdWords? And one of the neat things is that with Google Analytics, you'll be able to see what keywords you're converting on organically. And many people use that information to purchase those same keywords in a paid search program, because then they're showing up twice on the same page, and the folks that I've heard that have discussed this in conferences have said that they've measured that you actually will get a bump in your clicks on your organic page and your paid search pages, so you get a 1+1=3 effect. if you mm-hmm. can use Google Analytics to already find the keywords you're converting on organically through SEO, and then purchase those so you show up twice on the same page, you get a bump in both results. So
gotcha.
It's a great use of Google Analytics.
Gotcha. And will I be able to track the progress of a visitor? So, for instance, someone comes from a particular keyword and they opt in, and then they ultimately become a buyer. They buy the ebook. Can I track it that deep into the process, into the sales process?
Yes, sir. Not on the individual visitor by visitor level, because Google anonymizes the data for privacy purposes. But you'll be able to see, for instance, that 15 people came from this JV link that you set up, and of those 15 people, 3 of them purchased your product. Or 29 people came yesterday through this particular keyword, and 7 of them, you know, opted in to your free opt-in through your squeeze page.
So I'll not only be able to see how many people opted in, but also how many of those opt-ins from that source became customers?
Exactly. The neat thing about Google Analytics, and again, another big difference between that and Google Conversion Tracker, is that the cookie that it gets placed on the user's computer actually lasts for 6 months. So as long as they purchase your product within 6 months from the opt-in, you're going to be able to see that in Google Analytics, provided they come back to your site without doing another search, which would potentially overwrite that data. But as long as they come back through a direct type-in or through a bookmark or even through a link in your autoresponder where you have a special, there's a little extra parameter that you can put in there so it won't overwrite the original traffic source. The bottom line is you'll be able to see that up to 6 months after the opt-in. And with the Google Conversion Tracker, that comes with Google AdWords, that's only lasts for 30 days, that cookie.
This is really great stuff, because a lot of people get fixated on the click-through rate of their Google AdWords. And that's certainly an important metric. You want to know how effective your Google AdWords ad is. But that doesn't really tell you much about the profitability of that ad. You really need to know what happens after the person clicks through. You know, do they opt in? Do they become a lead? And even more important, do they become a buyer? So there's a lot of people out there high-fiving for their tremendous AdWords conversion. And when I ask them details, they don't really know how the AdWord is actually converting to the level of the sale. They just know how many people are seeing the ad and clicking on it, and that's just not enough information to make business decisions on. So people that have this tool and use it have just an overwhelming, crushing advantage over competitors that don't.
Totally. No question about it. I actually was speaking at a master's degree class at NC State yesterday, and one of the student teams had put together an AdWords campaign, and they were pretty proud of their campaign, and they asked for advice. And, of course, the first advice that I gave them was, now start tracking your conversions. You've got your click-through rates and everything like that, but you really need to start tracking the conversions. And it was like a light bulb went off, and they really got that. So they weren't spending much money, but now they'll be able to spend it much more effectively, because certain keywords will deliver opt-ins, will deliver sales, and other ones won't. And it would be really nice to know what keywords you're spending $100, $200, $250 on per month, and they just aren't leading to anything. So you can eliminate those. So spend more money on the ones that are producing the leads or are producing the sales.
And you found in your pre-internet experience with your wholesale company that superior data allows you to build basically superior profitability. You know, you said you were doing double what other companies in your field were doing.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And it wasn't, it wasn't trivial numbers. We're running at that point when I got the buyout, we're running a $6 million a year business. So it was, it was a pretty serious business that we were operating.
So it's very possible that there are people listening to this call that have a struggling business, or even a business that's doing okay, who may well be sitting on a gold mine and not know it, simply because they have no way to get under the hood and look at their numbers in this kind of precise way and adjust things and tune things to increase their profitability. I mean, the decisions are pretty, once you have the data, and it does take a little bit to set up and it does take a little bit to learn how to analyze it, but once you have the data, the decisions themselves aren't really that difficult, are they? I mean, for instance, if you discover that an AdWord is getting fantastic click-through but generating no net revenue, it's kind of easy just to say, well, we're not buying that one anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny you should frame it that way because I'll never forget, and this was, maybe 10 years ago, I read an article in Auto Parts trade publication, and the whole article, Ken, was about the benefit of conducting a survey of your customers. Ask your customers some questions. And the conclusion of that article, Ken, was that if you do this in your business, and this was, it could have been even as many as 15 years ago, and so this is kind of pre-internet. If you survey your customers and you find out what the data is for your business, then the decisions are so easy that a kindergartner could make the decisions for you about what to do next in your business. But without that data, then making the decision is very, very difficult. So essentially what Google Analytics is, it's an automatic survey that goes on about your website in the background. Once you have it set up and optimally configured, it's going to work for you day and night, like someone sitting at the entrance to your store with a clipboard and a pencil and paper asking customers questions. And you'll have the answers, and then making the decisions will be really, really easy.
Excellent. And you'll be going into this in much greater depth at System 2008. But there are people that may not be able to attend who still may want to follow up on this. And what I recommend that they do is go to systemroi.com, and there you can find out everything about Timothy's company, his services, his training programs. So if you can come to System 2008, in addition to the 25-person faculty you'll have access to, you'll also have access to Timothy. If for some reason that doesn't work out for you, but you're still interested in this material, by all means note systemroi.com and take advantage of that. Timothy, you've helped us strengthen our own connection with Google, which I greatly appreciate. And one of the outcomes of that is that Tom Leung, who is product manager of Website Optimizer, is actually going to be at System 2008. He's Google's front man for that.
That's
product.
Exciting. He is a really, really, really engaging speaker. Anyone who comes will really enjoy that session, and it's very, very useful. It's very practical, and it's a great session.
And the Website Optimizer tool has a sort of a similar history to Google Analytics, I believe. Somebody else developed it, and I think it was available for all kinds of money. Not sure its exact pedigree, and it's a relatively new initiative on Google's part.
Yes, sir, it is. And what's exciting is that once you have analytics in place, Google Website Optimizer uses the same code base that Google Analytics uses. So it's a way to sort of add on an extra level of visibility on your efforts. And so with Google Website Optimizer, you'll easily be able to run two landing pages side by side, set up an A-B split test so that half of the traffic is going to landing page version A, the other half is going to landing page version B. You can set up multivariate tests with this. The bottom line is you can see which version produces more conversions for you, and this is what Tom will talk about, and you will not want to miss his session. It is absolutely fantastic.
So analytics focuses on the source of the traffic and how that traffic pays out for you, and Website Optimizer just simplifies the whole process of running what we call A-B split tests. Just for folks for whom this is a new concept, one of the beauties of direct marketing and internet marketing in particular, and it really is one of the secrets to the whole business, is that we try to approach the business with a little bit of humility. And by that I mean we don't presume that we know what ad is going to work. And this is kind of a radical change in perception for a lot of people. Most people sit down and, you know, write the best possible ad they can and put it out there, and they feel it's the best, and they think it's the best, and they secretly hope it's the best, and the whole thing runs on that premise. And what direct marketers, and this was figured out in the 19th century, what direct marketers figured out was there's no reason to hope. There's no reason to guess. There's no reason to imagine. You can simply run one ad against another ad and find out virtually instantly, now thanks to the internet, virtually instantly. In the old days it took a lot longer, but regardless of the time frame, you can actually find out which ad is better. And if you think this through, that means once you've found one successful ad, you can then run another ad against it, and you may find that you can improve the performance even better. There's a great book on this. There's all kinds of things written on this over the years, but one of the most interesting ones is by John Caples, Tested Advertising Methods. And if you're interested in that book, make sure you get the fourth edition or earlier. Unfortunately, the latest edition has been mucked up. John Caples passed away, and I don't know, they felt the need to modernize his book, which was really a disaster, because they didn't improve it by modernizing it. They watered it down quite a bit. But anyway, Caples had been writing ads from the late 20s right through to I believe the late 80s when he passed away. And not only had he been writing ads and testing the results of his ads, because he was started in mail order, he had checked the results of many hundreds of his colleagues. He worked for a huge agency called BBDO, so he had access to tremendous amounts of data, and he would discover amazing things. You know, one ad against another sometimes could produce, you know, twice the profit. I think one famous case, I don't remember whether it was 24 times the profit or 27 times the profit, and it just involved the change of a single word. So this concept of A-B split testing one ad against another and continuing to test is what Website Optimizer is going to help you do with a lot more ease, and then add the web the Google Analytics to it, where you're getting very smart about where your traffic is coming from and what is your most valuable traffic, and you've got an unbeatable machine. And so I want to thank Timothy on this call for hooking us up with Google, and Google for sending Tom Leung to actually come and present Website Optimizer to us directly. I know Google does do a lot of presentations around the world, but I'm pretty sure this is the very first time they've ever come to what I would call an entrepreneurial oriented web marketing conference, and you know, lent their credibility to what we've been doing over the years. And of course, we've been teaching, testing, and tracking since day one. We pointed out in 1994 to Rick Boyce, who then was an ad agency executive at Hal Reiney and Partners, that, you know, Rick, if you want to, he was trying to figure out how people could advertise on the internet. And we said, you know, you just put these little boxes on a page, and when people click on it, you actually can count how many people saw the page versus how many people clicked on it. 6 months later, Rick was business development director for Hotwired, which was the first company ever to sell banner ads in large numbers. And Hotwired was the first company to actually produce click-through data for its customers. So we've been at this a long time. It's been a passion of ours, and we are in very exciting times indeed when Google has stepped up and made tools that normally would have cost thousands of dollars available for free. We're very lucky to have Timothy at System 2008 to personally show us how these tools work and how to integrate them with your business. We've got Tom Leung from Google showing us personally this relatively new product, Website Optimizer. Now, something kind of exciting has happened in your business. Now, you've had a tight connection with Google now for quite a while, but that connection's gotten even deeper. Timothy, I wonder if you could share with us what that's about and what's happened and the significance of it.
Sure. Well, thank you. It's very exciting. We have signed a contract with Google just within the past couple months to become one of only two companies in the world that are an official analytics seminar leader endorsed or approved by Google. So that's very
wow, let me, let me, Let me get that straight. So of all of the, maybe there's hundreds at least, maybe thousands of people teaching internet marketing and various aspects of internet marketing, Google has picked at this point only two that it sort of puts its seal of approval on, I guess we call it. Well, they've certified you.
Yes, sir, for analytics training, exactly. So what that means is that we have a list of cities that we do two-day, you know, essentially seminars with for Google, rather for clients of Google, and essentially what we're teaching is 2 days on how to use the Google Analytics report, squeeze the most juice out of the orange, so to speak, and how to set it up on your website, sort of step by step. So we'll be we did one in North Carolina about 3 weeks ago. Google sent out an executive, and they were very impressed with the work that we have created, and the workbooks that go with it, and the whole training methodology. Are very impressed with it. So it's something that we've been doing online for over a year and a half, and Google asked us to develop it in a classroom training session. So we'll be doing another one actually in Chicago on June 2nd and 3rd, right at the Westin O'Hare.
I know that's very exciting. You know, that Google thinks so much of the quality of your training that they are basically pointing their customers to you and saying, hey, go study with ROI Revolution. So this is really interesting. So the course that you're going to give after the system looks like it's going to be at the same hotel, the Chicago Westin. It's going to start on Monday, which is June 2nd.
June 2nd, yeah.
2nd and 3rd. The price is very reasonable. I believe you told me earlier it's $249 a day.
Yes, sir.
And go ahead.
And that's less if you're an AdWords advertiser, and if you register at least 7 days in advance, that's less a $50 AdWords credit that they'll give you. So, you know, net of that after rebate is, I don't know, you know, $198 or $199 a day or whatever, so to speak.
And again, you're one of only two certified Google Analytics seminar leaders in the world. Google is so comfortable and positive about what you're doing that they're actually pointing people in various ways to you and to this particular training. It's going to be held at the Westin in Chicago, June 2nd and 3rd. Day one is sort of for everybody, even if you're just getting started or you have a modest business, and day two is more complicated stuff for people with more involved sites.
Sure. Day one is called Introduction and User Training. So it's an introduction to the Google Analytics interface, introduction to web analytics in general, and then a basic setup and configuration. So if you have a simple, straightforward site, we'll show you how to set it up during that day, and then how to do traffic testing on not only your cost per click advertising that you may be doing, but also the other traffic that you're sending to your website, how to test that to find out what's successful and what isn't. And then day two, which is, of course, on the Tuesday following the system seminar on June 3rd, we'll go through an implementation. It's called Advanced Technical Implementation, and so it's for folks that are very comfortable with HTML, JavaScript code, and we're going to go into much more in-depth website architecture implementation, custom filters, customization, goals and funnels, that type of thing. You can attend one or you can attend both. It really is going to be great either way.
Well, you know, we have a lot of attendees that come very long distances. Just off the top of my head, we've had students from Australia and New Zealand and Japan and Korea, Singapore, pretty much every European country, in England, Ireland, Germany, France, the Netherlands, the Scandinavian countries, Norway, Sweden, Israel. So, you know, if
wow.
you are... Yeah, I know. We really, and I'm probably Costa Rica, and I'm probably leaving a few countries: Italy, France, South Africa. So, you know, which is probably the longest, one of the longer trips. If you are coming to System 2008, and you are going to be making a long trip to Chicago, I would strongly encourage you to stay at least one extra day, and two if it makes sense for you, and really immerse yourself in this world of testing and tracking, because it's one of the things that makes internet marketing so magical and so powerful, and gives the small operator, what I call the bootstrap entrepreneur, and really an overwhelming advantage over companies that might be much larger and much better funded that just won't do their numbers, or they do them in a sort of a slipshod manner. Paying attention to this, getting good at this, is a skill that's not only going to serve you in building your business, but it kind of gives you almost a lifetime income, in the sense that you will always be in demand and useful and an essential part of any business enterprise, because ultimately, you want to have a good product, you want to make sure you're in the right market, you want to make sure your marketing is good, but at the end of the day, it's the numbers that matter. This is something that I think more and more people are starting to pay attention again to now that the economy isn't so frothy. At the end of the day, the businesses that survive and grow and thrive and really prosper are the ones that do pay attention to their numbers. And this is going to be a master course in paying attention to your traffic sources and understanding which ones are paying out better and which ones aren't. So I think a very good model for really anybody, whether they're coming from close or far, would be to strongly consider, after taking the system seminar, which will be May 30th, May 31st and June 1st, stay a day or two and take the training with Tim's company. For more information about that, you can go to systemroi.com. There's going to be a pull-down somewhere on that page. There's a pull-down for them to get more information?
Yes, sir. Systemroi.com, and then when they get there, just simply highlight their mouse over the training drop-down menu, and under training, there will be a link for Google Analytics Seminar. And going to that drop-down menu and selecting Google Analytics Seminar, we actually also have it on our homepage in a link underneath a yellow banner called Training. So there's multiple ways to get to that, and there will be more detailed information you can access about that live in-person classroom training session that we're conducting on June 2nd and 3rd at the Westin O'Hare, Chicago.
Which, by the way, I don't think I pointed out, but that happens to be the same hotel that we're going to be at, so you don't even need to move hotels. This year at System 2008, we're going to have three sessions devoted to data analysis, testing, tracking. We've mentioned two, Timothy Seward, Google Analytics, Tom Leung, Website Optimizer. We're also going to have bringing Richard Mauser back. Richard's going to give a basics course, sort of foundational, fundamental course in testing and tracking.
Nice.
He was one of our most popular. Actually, we had a lot of very popular speakers last year. We had eight speakers that received perfect scores from their attendees.
Wow.
On the question. You know, the question was, did this speaker provide what he or she promised? And we had a 1 to 5, and 5 being the top. And a bunch of those guys got perfect scores. I mean, everybody in the session gave him a 5, and Richard was one of them. Richard is a software engineer by profession, and he's got a sideline business selling water purifiers. And when he originally came to us, and I'm probably messing the numbers up, but the scale is correct, I think his cost per sale when he started was $200-$300 to generate a sale. After doing some analytics of various kinds, he got that down to $20 per sale. And cost per sale, for people that don't know, is, you know, if you think about it, you're paying for advertising, and if you do your math, you can actually calculate what it costs in terms of your advertising outgo to generate one sale. It's a number. It's a very, very useful number to have. And the reason it's useful is once you've got the number, you can then work on reducing the number. And you can imagine what it did to Richard's profitability when he dropped his cost per sale from, let's say, $200 per sale to $30 per sale, which he did entirely by testing. And it was these kind of yes, no, stop, go, black, white kind of decisions. It wasn't that he had to become a creative genius overnight. All he had to do was look at what was working, keep doing it, get rid of what wasn't working, take what was working and test variations of it. Again, just simple yes-no decisions. Which page is generating the most numbers? Throw out the weak ones and continue to play the strong ones. So he'll be giving a course on basics. Tom Leung, again, is going to talk about Website Optimizer. And you're not going to find a better source of information on it. It's Google's own man on the topic. And then Timothy Seward, who's got this very unique certification from Google, only one of two companies in the world, analytics seminar leader, is going to be giving a session on Google Analytics. And then again, you know, if you're interested, and I'm probably going to go to that session myself, Timothy, the more I think about it, right after the system, starting Monday at the same hotel, this Google-endorsed course will be presented on the inner workings of Google Analytics. For more information on that, make sure you go to systemroi.com. For more information on the system seminar, go to thesystemseminar.com. This is an event we do once a year. I have been putting on a major event every year since 1994. In 2002, I opened the doors to the public and put a sort of a fancy name on it, the System Seminar. We have grown every year, not only in attendance, but also in a number of faculty. We're the only place you can go on Earth where you're going to get 25-plus active Internet marketers as your faculty. We're also unique in the fact that our faculty is specifically picked for its accessibility. We don't have gurus. We don't have superstars. We don't have celebrities. We have people that are down in the trenches actually doing this stuff day in and day out, who are both superb teachers and also very happy and willing to talk with you offline, you know, on the breaks and over meals and in the hallways and in the meeting rooms about your business. And I've been to a lot of seminars. My customers have been to a lot of seminars. There just aren't many environments like this where you could walk up to a Perry Marshall or a Lloyd Irvin, who's going to be doing $10 million a year this year in sales, and people of that stature, and just chat with them. So there's many reasons to come to the system. Content, you got a taste of it today. If you want to hear more about our faculty, you can always go to thesystemblog.com, and there's all our interviews are placed there. But bottom line, System Seminar, May 30th, May 31st, June 1st in Chicago. The web address is thesystemseminar.com. I do have to advise everybody, we have long sold out our room block at the hotel. Doesn't mean there aren't rooms at the hotel. There are. You might even be able to get a good deal. But if you're thinking of coming, don't fool around, because that hotel will sell out entirely, and then you'll have to, you know, sort of bust yourself in from some, you know, distant location, and that's not much fun. So if you're thinking about this and you see the value in it and you want to be part of it, sooner rather than later, it would make sense to join us at thesystemseminar.com. Timothy Seward, thank you so much for, you know, giving us your time, and I'm really glad that you're coming to this training this year, and I can do
a session. I sure enjoyed being a student last year too. It was a fantastic seminar, and I would be attending whether I was speaking or not. It was just great.
Well, thanks for that, and we'll see you in Chicago.
All right, terrific. See you then. Thank you.